Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's at the beach. He's having a great time. The birds are chirping. This is incredible. Neil, how mad are you about this Penguin game, though? Not good, the Penguin game last night.
I'm not happy about it. Obviously the game was on national TV last night, so we got it down here, and what a tough way to lose it, especially, you know, having the lead so late in the third. And then, you know, you kind of called it, Colin, you said that even after going up 3-1, you had this weird feeling, and I didn't have that weird feeling until they won the second game of the series, and I said, oh boy, I think they kind of have them a little bit on the ropes. But hopefully there's no carnage in Pittsburgh today, you know, couches burned and things like that.
No, it's more just sort of a deflated sense, Neil. Everybody kind of seeing the end of an era just laid out before them, because there's a presumption that Crosby, Malkin, and Letang won't be back together again.
Yeah, and I think that's sometimes a tough reality, especially as professional athletes. You have especially in today's day and age, where there's so much social media and information on guys as their careers go along. And, you know, you think about how the Penguins have been formulated over the course of the last, you know, decade plus. You thought that at some point there was going to come a day where this could be a reality. So I think you're right. I think next year it's going to the roster could look extremely different than it does this year, and we may be ushering in somewhat of a new era, not unlike, you know, possibly the Steelers the next couple years. So hopefully that's not the case, but, you know, it feels like the reality is partially on us here.
Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. We talked to our pal Neil Walker. I have a proposition for you. I wonder if you've ever done this, and if you haven't, I have a proposition for you. In all your travels, whenever there's one of these games on, whether it's a Steeler game or a Penguin, big Penguin game like last night, have you ever thought of, and if not, will you, go to a Steeler bar in the town that you're in and just watch it? And just pull your cap down low, not that people recognize you anyway, but if they did, just be like, hey, I'm Neil Walker. But will you pull one of those moves? Have you ever done that, gone to a Steeler bar to watch a game or a Pittsburgh bar?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. You know, when I was in Florida, when I had a place in Florida, we'd go down to spring training, you know, usually early or a couple times in the off season. So we had to find places to watch games. So I had a nice little watering hole in Bradenton for all that time. But for the most part, I won't really seek them out unless I know I'm going to be there for long periods of time, like I was in Bradenton. But I've been to one in Phoenix. I've been to one in obviously Florida. I've been to one in New York. It would not necessarily a Steelers, Penguins, Pirates bar, but, you know, there's definitely bars when you're in different parts of Manhattan that are, it seems like they're more college sports, college football type bars, but, certainly have a pretty good idea of it. But, you know, people are awesome most of the time. If you're wearing black and gold in those places, you're considered family.
Did you get recognized at any of those places? Like, hey, you kind of look like Neil Walker.
in Florida, I did, but I think that's because there were so many Pittsburgh transplants down there. That seemed to be the biggest sports bar that I had come across. But the Steelers fans, Steelers, Penguins, and Pirates fans travel pretty well, so I would imagine there's other areas that have even bigger Pittsburgh sports bar. So maybe I'll go on a tour and try to find some.
All right, Come Clean, brought to you by GetGo. Now to the biggest story of the day. We'll get back to the Penguins in just a moment. All right, I have been just wondering, and I texted you a couple times about this. You were driving to the beach, which is absolutely ludicrous. And you're in what, South Carolina right now, right?
Yep.
So you drove there. Tell me how far to where you started to question this. Bring me up to speed on what your whole travel plans were, what time you had to get up, and how much you hate it right now that you drove all the way to the beach. Give me all of that.
Well, we'll start from the end. Okay. I guess the kids did very well. We'll give them that. We got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. So at 3:30 in the morning on Saturday, we're piled in the car. We're already heading down 79 toward West Virginia. So the misstep that we had was I had hoped that getting up the kids at that age that time and putting them in the car was going to lead to them falling about to sleep. So we weren't even past the 279-79 interchange, and my 5-year-old says, "Hey, Dad, are we there yet?" And I said, "Yeah, in 10 and a half hours." So we didn't have any issues until about five hours in, when we got it. We found a Chick-fil-A for breakfast. And my 2-year-old just absolutely lost it. So fortunately, when we got him back in the car, we did the whole movies thing. We did all that. Mm-hmm. And they made it through. But by the end, they were more than ready to get out of the car and went absolutely bananas for the rest of the day yesterday. But I will say, it is nice to have my car down here. It's nice to have most of the kids' toys down here. But yeah, 11 hours in the car, it just felt like a bomb was about to go off, and only one small little bomb went off in the 11-hour drive.
Yes. Will you ever make?
I wouldn't like to find myself doing this.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, will you ever make this mistake again?
I don't know. I mean, I would prefer not to make the drive. We have some friends down here, so it was nice to have the extra car. Flying, we couldn't get here direct. I always kind of feel like if you can get somewhere direct, then fly. But
sure.
a place like we were in, we just couldn't get here direct. So it was just a coin flip. So I'd have to reassess, but I don't want to have to do this again. I will. I think when the kids get to a certain age where you don't have so much baby stuff, then maybe you don't feel like you necessarily need the turtle on the top of the car and all the space in the trunk.
Well, a mutual friend of ours has said, we had a discussion on Saturday morning, we were talking. He said, don't tell Neil, but don't remind him this, but he also has to drive home. Yeah. Right, like it's not over yet. Think about that.
I know, and I was not thrilled when you reminded me of that, because that is a reality, and it's going to hit me about Friday when we start packing everything up. But we're gonna do it. This is the first, like I said, with my 2.5-year-old, it's the first beach trip we've ever had together as a family. So we're going to enjoy it, and then we're going to pay for it, I'm sure, on the way home. Now, that's kind of just the way I'm feeling right now.
Now, speaking of pay for it, are you going to now, like, really? I mean, because, look, people are sitting out there. They're sitting in traffic on Route 28, or they're about to go to their office, or they're at home listening, and they go, Neil Walker could get a NetJet. Like, are you going to think about luxury at this point in your life now? Will you pull it off next time?
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
I kind of get the feeling that those private plane pieces work really well when you have several groups going together. But I haven't been one to necessarily want to pull the trigger on it. But it is certainly interesting. Anybody that I know that travels that way is like, oh, it's the absolute best. And you're like, yeah, I'm sure it is. But I'm just not. I just can't pull myself to it yet. That's one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.